I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a Tour de France champion who saved Jewish citizens from the Nazis during World War II. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
That's a rich, full life.
Well, it is indeed. You stick around. You'll hear a heck of a story. Los Angeles is partying with Lord Stanley's Cup as we speak. Would you like to offer a tip of the Only a Game cap for the Kings' first championship, or are you among those who think the NHL's top prize doesn't belong in the California sun?
Do we finally give Wayne Gretzky credit for bringing, you know, hockey enthusiasm
Absolutely.
To Los Angeles, even though he's been gone for years? The one thing you should give the Los Angeles Kings credit for is being an eighth seed and coming back and winning the Stanley Cup with remarkable ease.
The Miami Heat won Thursday night's Game 2 of the NBA Finals to even that series at one game apiece, so we might as well ask the question that everybody else has been asking since the end of last season. Is this championship LeBron's to lose?
No, I think it's actually the Oklahoma City Thunder's to lose. I think they played better than the Heat in both games. I think they're more talented, I think they're younger, and I think they're playing with less of a dead weight on their shoulder. So I think it's actually Kevin Durant's title to lose.
I thought they were going to win game two the way they came back.
They should have, actually. I think so.
Prosecutors are close to wrapping up their case against former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. Do we still have more to learn about Penn State's culpability in Sandusky's alleged crimes?
Well, Anthony Sassano, the person who investigated it for the state of Pennsylvania, seems to think we do. You know, he's still talking about how dilatory, inexcusably dilatory, Penn State was at giving the investigation the information it needed. As far as the case of Jerry Sandusky goes, I think his alleged crimes remain alleged crimes, but I think they certainly have presented what evidence they have in a thorough fashion.
Division I men's basketball coaches now can text and call at will as long as the object of their recruiting efforts is past his sophomore year in high school. Given the NCAA's penchant for rules, are you surprised that these chats, texts, and tweets aren't at least limited to outside of school hours or before 11 p.m. or something?
I think that, the NCAA, I believe, has reckoned finally with the fact that technology has outstripped its rules. I mean, I guarantee you that some coaches will overdo this and lose some players. I guarantee you that. The kid is going out on his date on Friday night and he gets 9 texts from an assistant coach at Oregon State or, you know, Purdue or Utah State or Weber State or something. He's not going to go there. Leave me alone.
Matt Cain threw a perfect game on behalf of the San Francisco Giants on Wednesday night. It was the second such accomplishment in Major League Baseball during the first 2.5 months of this season, and no-hitters, meanwhile, are becoming downright commonplace. What's going on?
I think that if this was hitting doing this, we'd all be talking about steroids. Yeah. Let me point this out right now. it's entirely possible that the new drug testing regime has thinned out the hitting to the point where this is easier to do now. I'm not sure exactly what's happening.
Turning to soccer, among the teams off to a disappointing
start. I'm doing it right
now.
Look at this. See, I'm turning.
He's turned his back on me entirely. This is a statement of some sort, I suppose.
Okay.
Among the teams off to a disappointing start at Euro 2012 is the Dutch side, and as I understand it, not all their problems are the responsibility of opposing teams.
Yeah, we thought that Italy had off-the-field problems with the entire team being busted and hauled away. There are people not talking to the press. There's the ongoing jealousy slap fight between Klaas-Jan Huntelaar and Van Persie. The Dutch are apparently calling for the coach's, at the very least, his job and perhaps his head. And their players are claiming that their boss is blinded by his family loyalty because his son-in-law is not playing well and he's still on the team. This is a really great sport. I mean, this is I'm not kidding. Usually you have to turn into Mexican television on Saturday night to see stuff like this.
In American football news, the rules of Pop Warner football were changed this week in order to limit contact drills. Given the medical science, which suggests that repeated blows to the head, even when they don't cause concussions, are not a good idea, this seems like, I hesitate to say it, a no-brainer, eh?
Yeah, you went there. I didn't realize that there weren't already rules that limited contact drills to one-third of practice time, much less that there wasn't a ban on, like, full-speed head-on blocking and tackling drills when players are lining up 3 yards apart. Pop Warner is for, like, little kids, right? I'm not wrong about that. The culture of football is a very strange room.
Charlie, if you were in charge of assembling a panel of guys to address players coming into the National Football League, would you put Pac-Man Jones on that panel?
Well, you know, it's like those police departments that hire car thieves. You know? Who better than Pac-Man Jones to explain to rookies all the things they shouldn't do with their money once they get to the NFL.
Last weekend, Manny Pacquiao lost a split decision to Timothy Bradley, thereby relinquishing his welterweight championship. Unless he didn't, WBO President Francisco Valserel announced this week that although he and his colleagues don't doubt the capacity of the guys who judged the fight, the result will be reviewed. How exactly does the president of the WBO have it both ways?
How exactly is the president of the WBO not incarcerated? This is a question we could have asked about the WBO forever, for all of its presidents. This is boxing. This is the way they can do things. I mean, they would sell tickets to watch these guys review it if they thought they could make a buck on it.
Elsewhere in boxing, or actually, more accurately, in jail, Floyd Mayweather's contention that being in prison is compromising his future as a boxer was ridiculed this week by the attorney who prosecuted him for domestic battery. This guy could have been sentenced to 34 years in prison, but he signed a plea and got just 3 months. Maybe he should just drink the tap water rather than the bottled water he prefers and shut up.
You're in jail. You don't want to be in jail? Don't smack your wife around.
Shut
You're in
up.
Jail.
And then shut up and drink the water.
As the prosecutor said, it's jail. Where does he think he was going, to Four Seasons?
I understand they have bottled water there, yes. Okay, U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, Lance Armstrong doped. Lance Armstrong, no, I didn't. Charlie Pierce?
Who knows at this point? I mean, it's such a mess. I don't trust anyone in cycling, but then again, I don't trust the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency as far as I can throw a 25-ton specimen bottle. At this point, it's so muddled, I don't think you're ever going to get the truth out of it.
Meanwhile, according to the always observant Michael McCann, Sports Illustrated sports law analyst and a regular on this show as well, the trial of Roger Clemens has now lasted longer than the presidency of William Henry Harrison. To be fair, President Harrison had a fairly short tenure.
Yeah, well, is that going to be the new metric? Anything that goes longer than the presidency of William Henry Harrison is too long? Is he the presidential Mendoza line?
Yes, I think that should be. I think okay. It's very good. And finally, Charlie, Bryce Harper of the Washington Nationals is 19 years old, and he was asked recently by a reporter in Toronto whether he planned to take advantage of Canada's lower drinking age when the Nationals were in town to play the Blue Jays. And what was Harper's reply?
That's a clown question, bro. Huh. And if you don't think that's going to pop up on our little weekly segment over the next year, you've got another thing coming, Mr. Littlefield.
Oh, for days now, I've been wondering what question from me would provoke that, and I can't wait to find out.
Oh, you'll never know when it's coming. I'll bet you thought it was going to be one of those soccer questions, didn't you? You wait.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he's here at Only a Game each week at this time. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.
Next Saturday marks the 40th anniversary of Title IX, federal legislation that has created many opportunities for female athletes and some controversy as well. Please tune in to Only a Game next week for an examination of the impact of Title IX. In the meantime, we'd like to know how Title IX has changed the way you experience sports. Text ATHLETE to 877-877 and tell us your story. That's ATHLETE to 877-877.